This is Brian Bonas reporting for WHJE. I am here with Coach Bowen from the girls basketball team. Coach, you got off to a rocky start on your uncanny three-game stretch of three unbeatens. You lost 70-64 against Terre Haute South. What are you going to take away from that game?
Well, I think hopefully we take away some positives that we finished the game with. We showed we have the ability to come back and come back from a big-time deficit. We were down 21 and came back and had a chance to tie or even take the lead. And for our kids to do that shows a lot of resolve on their part, and that when they do follow through with some of the game plan things, we can get a lot done.
Do you see that resiliency and that drive to come back coming from your senior leadership?
Oh, no doubt. Lauren and Chrissy and Maggie all had a big impact in that situation on Saturday. And against Heritage Christian, we're probably going to have the same. You never know what's going to happen in a basketball game, so we've got to make sure no matter what happens, we know we're capable of still pulling through with a win.
You have a quick turnaround tomorrow night. Tuesday, you take on Heritage Christian, another unbeaten. They are ranked fifth in the nation. What do you do to prepare for them, and what are the keys to victory?
Well, we obviously have our hands full. They're a very good team, but we also need to understand that we've had pretty good success against them. In the 3 years our seniors have played against their seniors, we're 2-1. So our only loss coming last year. So the nice thing is our kids do know we can compete with about anybody in the state, and we're going to have to do a nice job containing some of their better players like Kelly Ferris and Claire Freeman, and they've got a big kid inside, Stratman. But the thing about them that they're so good at is their kids really all understand how to play the game. They share the ball. So if you really just try to key on certain kids, somebody else is going to beat you. So we're going to have to play a great team game and hopefully beat a very good team.
Have you noticed practices being a little bit more intense this week, knowing the stretch of games you have coming up?
Well, I think I'm not sure intense is the word. Hopefully our kids are excited about the opportunity. And you don't get a chance to play three undefeated teams in a row, and then two of them being nationally ranked and one of them top ranked. So this week especially, we've got some big-time opportunity. Hopefully our kids feel that and take advantage of it.
Now, you as a coach, how are you – you're definitely using this to motivate them. Do you set this out as a challenge or more as an opportunity to grow, to get ready for sectionals?
Well, I think we've been pretty consistent with our message that we want to continue to improve. And so when we go into practice today, we're going to talk a little bit about Saturday and some things that we need to work on and improve on. And also let them know the things they did well. And obviously the whole body of work is preparing for that sectional run so that we can do to make some noise in the tournament. And the cool thing is our kids understand it's kind of about the tournament. And whatever happens in the regular season, you want to win everything. But we know down deep that when tournament time comes, we want to be at our best.
Now, not taking anything away from Heritage Christian, but you do take on Ben Davis, the number one team in the nation. How do you think your girls will respond to that stage that they're going to be set on? How do you think they'll perform?
Well, I think I expect them to do a great job. I think we have the personnel that does give Ben Davis some trouble. Nice thing is going into this week, the last team to beat Heritage Christian and Ben Davis is us. So we obviously it's a new year and new kids, but we've got some kids that were a part of beating Ben Davis last year, and we've got some kids that were a part of beating Heritage Christian the 2 years prior. So Ben Davis is just their defensive pressure. You've got to be able to weather the runs that they have and try to limit their chances. And what our kids are going to have to do a great job is getting rebounds and not letting them get excited and get in an up and down game. So hopefully we're ready for the challenge, and I think our kids are going to be extremely excited for senior night.
Well, thank you very much, Coach Bowen. I'm excited to watch the games coming up. Heritage Christian tomorrow night. I will be there. Best of luck to you, and this has been Brian Bondas for WHJE.